Blog Talk Radio.
Are we live? What's happening?
The intro is rolling.
Welcome to Natural Solutions Radio featuring Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph with over 38 years of practical alternative health experience in traditional naturopathy. Call in with your questions to better your health for a happier life. And now we present to you live on the web, Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph.
And good morning, and thank you all for joining me today. This is Natural Solutions Radio.
Welcome to Natural Solutions Radio featuring Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph with over 38 years of practical alternative health experience in traditional naturopathy. Call in with your questions to better your health for a happier life. And now we present to you live on the web, Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph.
Okay, let's see if we can do that again here. Hold on. Excuse me, we're trying to get... Okay, anyway, thank you very much. We had a little glitch there. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me. This is Natural Solutions Radio, and be proud of yourself, and a little excitement is in order. For however you found yourself here at Natural Solutions Radio, there are no accidents. Here you are, knowing and believing truth to always be there when you need it. This is the show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. You're about to enter the gateway into the world of natural health and freedom technologies, with alternative and complementary therapies, all representing the leading edge of natural medicine and social commentary today. Enjoy the information and entertainment you find here at Natural Solutions Radio. And again, thank you all for joining me. And let me see, here we are, to get me onto my home page again. And let's see, excuse me one second while I somehow have to get, how do we get, let's see, excuse me. Go right ahead and just, I was trying to get back to my home page of Natural Solutions Radio, if you can get that while I'm talking here. There we are. I want the home page. This is the second. So here it is. There we are. Okay. Excuse me. Thank you very much. I hit the button on my laptop and bam, there it went. And oh my gosh, on the Facebook, it says it's ending. Fred, my board man, we're just trying to get that right away fixed. And where's Adon? Let's get him in here, please. Anyway, please excuse me for the interruptions this morning. We were all set, and then all of a sudden I pushed the wrong buttons and closed out a bunch of my windows, so I'm sorry. Anyway, go to get us. We're on Blog Talk Radio, Natural Solutions Radio. So it's blogtalkradio.com/Natural Solutions Radio, and that will take you right to the Blog Talk. You can hit the Listen Live button. And also on Natural Solutions Radio, my homepage, you can see right in the middle of the page, there's a big earth with some headphones around it. That's a live link that will take you right to the Blog Talk Radio, Natural Solutions Radio homepage, and you'll be able to listen live right there. Also on the left side of the page, there's a blue microphone. That's a live link also, and it has the telephone number, so that you can call directly, and that number is 646-478-5814, and that will take us right to the live radio station, and you'll be able to ask questions. We always put up a new photo with a quote on there. This one was a nice one. It was from Ben Carson, and it talks about how you can really make it on your own. And I don't care what minority you are or what race or ethnic background, you can make it. And he says, my mother raised me with no help from the government. We had food stamps, that is help from the government, and welfare and Section 8 housing. But we made it on our own. So I guess he did get a little help, and sometimes that is needed. But it was a nice quote from Ben Carson. And again, right below that, you'll see there's a head to healthnaturallyetc.com. That's a live link to the brick and mortar store where any of the products that we talk about here are available, and you can go right there, or you can call the 800-706-0450 telephone number, or the landline is 915 area code 833-0222, and that will take you right to the store where you can order any of those products, or you can go order those live on the link. Also, one of our sponsors is Prime Longevity. That we've been having some glitches. It's such a big website that the company that's been doing it is still, we're just getting it fixed, and they promised it would be up this week. They said last week, but this week to have it live because the security was not appropriate to be able to order Prime Longevity. So we don't want anybody to place orders if the security is not there. Pure Natural Science is the website where you can get Prime Longevity, and that as soon as you see the HTTPS, the S means that it has a secure ordering facility. So right now that's still been down, and they're working on that. And the reason we're using the company out of the United States, they're out of Canada, is so that we don't have to be FDA regulated. And so again, also when you scroll down on my homepage, you're going to see there's a whole list of articles that rotate. There's about, I think 25, close to that anyway, and those articles rotate. There's new articles that are being put up every single day, Monday through Friday, and sometimes on Saturday. After the radio show is done, it will get edited, and it goes on to the YouTube channel, and it also stays on our Facebook page, and Facebook, by the way, is being filmed, so we film that every week. And again, those of you joining us on Facebook, I say thank you very much, and we'll see. Let me pull that so that we can look at all of the comments on the Facebook page, and there it is, Facebook, and I want to be able to look at the comments that we have, so... here it is. There it is. And the comment section. And okay. Good morning. Good morning. So yes. We've got from Houston. That's very nice. Houston today. And, so thank you so much for joining us. Anyway, I got that set up. And, I think Don, did we arrange for the book interview? Is he going to be on today?
He's not going to be on for the book interview today. He wants to postpone it for a couple more weeks because he's still making the flyer. So.
Oh, okay. So then we'll not have that. Anyway, we do have the book available at the store, and it's called Chemical Warfare on America. And thank you. Swipe to hide the comments and the reactions. Okay. And anyway, let's go ahead and start. We always take your calls, or if you have questions online, Adon, our man sitting at the microphone that takes the calls and monitors all the comments, he'll tell me when there's a question or comment or a telephone number. Good morning, Adon.
Morning.
And, of course, Fred, my board man, So this morning we had a couple glitches, but I think it was my fault for hitting the wrong buttons.
Good morning, everybody.
Okay, so anyway, we're working on that, and sometimes, you know, my you hit the wrong button, and bam, instantly it changes on the computer. So anyway, we're here, ready to go. And so if there's any questions or comments, Adon will tell me. Otherwise, I get to talk about some of the new articles that are coming out. And I think the first one I want to talk about, and by the way, we put some hashtags on the Facebook to tell you some of the articles that I get to. Sometimes I can't get to them, so I'll hopefully try and get to them to the next week. But some of those hashtags, we have a lot more articles, but those are what I like to cover. And one of the first ones that I want to cover is the first is the top 10 organic mistakes that people make. And, you know, eating right, doing the right thing. And all of a sudden, my computer just closed. Again, I don't know what button that I hit, but it closed again. So now here I am back online. There it is. So the top 10 organic mistakes. So eating right isn't always perfect. It's not a perfect science, depending upon where you live. But there's, a lot of money being spent in the organic industry nowadays. It's over $40 billion a year. And by 2025, they think the whole organic industry, including natural health, is going to be about $135 billion. And one of the things that we know is that people, when they go to a naturopath or a holistic doctor, it's not covered by insurance, and it actually they pay out of pocket. So it's really quite unique. $40 billion a year. And that's why the pharmaceutical company is hot and heavy about trying to stifle some of that. But anyway, there are some health mistakes that people think that they're doing the right thing. Number one is when you see USDA certified organic, it means that the product has been tested by the USDA for heavy metal toxins or contaminations, and that absolutely is not true. Now, California certified organic, that's a different issue. They're much more strict. They test everything, but merely because it says USDA certified organic does not mean that the government has checked it out, checked out the food, and made sure that it doesn't have any toxic material in it. That's one of the first mistakes that people make. Number one is when you forget that when your organic food is imported from China, because most of the industrial pollution placed on the earth comes from China. And many of the organic products coming out of China have been found to be contaminated. Almost everything coming out of China has been found to be contaminated, even furniture, even sheetrock. I know there's a big expose right now, and they've even put some of the people to death in the baby food industry because they were putting in protein, spiking the milk proteins with another type of protein, and babies were being killed. And so you have to be careful when anything comes from China. Just be cognizant and look and see. Number three is people will look at organic canola oil, and it might even say 100% organic, even expeller pressed or cold pressed. And you will think, oh my God, that is very good. I watch a lot of cooking shows, and you'll see that they use canola oil, and it's supposed to be rated as one of the best oils to use on the planet. And it's nothing could be farther from the truth. Canola oil, above all other oils, causes human blood to coagulate. And that is something that causes your blood to be thick and sticking together. When you're I do a medical microscopy at my clinic, And when I see clients, I take a drop of blood and we do live cell dark field and look at their blood. And there's a condition called rouleau or RBC aggregation. That's where the blood cells all stick together. It could be as minor as a protein linkage or more severe as a rouleau where they come in stacks of coins or severe aggregation. And canola oil is one of those oils that cause the most stickiness in your blood and causes them to stick together. And a lot of people don't realize is that the capillaries in your bloodstream are half the size or half the diameter of a red blood cell. A red blood cell is about 7 to 8 microns, maybe 6 to 8 microns large. We like them to be 7 microns is the exact size. And they're not round like balls. They're flat like life preservers. And that's why they can stick together one on top of each other into this condition called rouleau, which just means a stack of coins. And so when you consume canola oil, it causes the most stickiness of your blood. And that is something that we don't want. And so even if it says expeller pressed, cold pressed, organic, never use canola oil. And canola oil stands for Canadian oil. As it used to be called rape seed oil. First of all, who would want to take a oil called rape seed? You know, just the name of that would bother me. But then they changed it because people didn't want to buy it, and they called it canola oil. But it would be the oil that thickens your blood the most. It's going to cause heart attack, stroke. We think it's because it thickens the blood, especially in the brain, that's when you can get the dementia and symptoms of Alzheimer's. So that's number three. Number four is eating too many dairy products, even when they're organic dairy products like milk and cheese and ice cream. They cause a lot of mucus in the body, and they cause excess mucus formation. And that mucus is almost the beginning of the inflammatory process. So even though the dairy products will be organic, it's still one of the things that I suggest to all of our clients, and I invite you to do the same things, those listening, is don't drink milk. Of all things, do not drink cow's milk. Now, a little cheese, yogurt, cottage cheese, you know, that's a different thing. As an example, our family, we only buy cheese that's made in Europe. So we use things like Edam or Gouda or Feta or true Swiss cheese that's made in Switzerland. Or a cheddar cheese, a sharp cheddar cheese made in Ireland. It's the same company that makes the Kerrygold butter. It's a little expensive, but it's just a wonderful butter and cheese, Kerrygold products, because Ireland, you know, it's called the Emerald Isle. It's meaning the greenest country in the world. And one of the things that we know is that in Ireland, cows by law can only eat grass. So their milk and butter and all of the other dairy products are quite different. But I suggest, please, don't drink milk. You can drink coconut milk, I think, is one of the better ones. Then there's flax milk, hemp milk, cashew milk, almond milk. There's all kinds. Rice milk I don't use very much. I think it's still the carbohydrate part is still a little too high. Coconut milk to me is one of the best. They now make coconut yogurt. So yogurt made from coconut milk, and they even make now ice cream made from coconut. And I've tasted the who doesn't want a little cup of ice cream once in a while? And the vanilla ice cream from the coconut milk or the berry ice cream from coconut milk, that berry flavor or berries, not just berry flavor with berries in it, is killer. So if you want some kind of ice cream, that would be the one I would use. And then again, the butter that we use is called Kerrygold, and it comes from Ireland. And the cheeses, even the feta cheese or mozzarella cheese. As an example, in the United States, mozzarella is made from cows. But in Europe, traditional mozzarella cheese is made from sheep. And then Gouda feta cheese is made from goats. So again, because Europe, by law, cows can only eat grass, the cheese is going to be higher grade. It's going to have more vitamin K2 in it. And then number five is eating too much organic breads and pasta. Even though they're organic, they still have a lot of gluten. And gluten is one of those proteins that really makes your blood sticky. Now, some people have a gluten sensitivity, so you can tell because it'll cause an inflammatory condition in the bowel. Celiac disease is what it's called. But at the same time, some people, you'll notice if you're having loose bowels quite often when you're having organic breads or organic pastas, that may be the reason. Because gluten, it can clog up your intestinal tract. It could lead to polyps and constipation or inflammation where you're having chronic loose bowels. And so we work as much as possible to stay away from regular breads and grains. Now, if you when you go to the health food store or even some of the supermarkets now, you can go into the frozen food section. And the frozen food section, they have Essene bread or Ezekiel bread or sprouted grain breads. Oh, I see the red light blinking, which means we're a little bit over on our commercial. So anyway, I'll continue this when we get back. But the gluten, same thing. Some of the grains like millet or amaranth or quinoa, those are a little bit more, I think, healthier grains. So we stay away from the wheat, unless it's the sprouted wheat. And again, when you see that Essene bread, it's that real thick kind of bread, Ezekiel bread, and you can get flat breads, gluten-free flat breads. And when you buy corn or corn tortillas, make sure it says GMO-free. Actually, everything you buy, you want to be GMO-free. So that's number five. We'll cover the next five when we get back. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph. I'm going to look at my comments on the phone. I'll be able to see what people have been saying. And we are ready to take our first break, and we'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
Health Naturally offers a wide variety of non-GMO, all-organic, non-synthetic products like doTERRA essential oils, Nature Sunshine supplements, and Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph's Prime Longevity Formula. Come visit us at 7040 North Mesa, Suite S, inside Colony Cove No. 1, or call us at 915-833-0222. To order online, go to www.healthnaturallyetc.com. That's www.healthnaturallyetc.com. Welcome back. You are listening to Natural Solutions Radio, live on the web with Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph. To call in with your questions, dial 646-478-5814.
And we are back. Oh, I've got some interesting comments on our Facebook, and one of them from Barbara is talking about that her thyroid is off. TSH was high. Whenever the TSH is high, that means that the thyroid is too low. They're inversely proportioned. TSH stands for thyroid stimulating hormone. And basically, since 73 is when the TSH was invented or used. And then since then, the medical profession only uses TSH to measure. If you can go to a holistic MD, functional medical MD, they'll usually do a complete thyroid profile. And that can give us a little bit more information. But hers, she added the iodine. I suggest everybody taking iodine, really, on the planet. People used to take iodine from iodized salt, but everybody's on salt-free diets. So there are some foods. Black radishes, as an example, is one of the higher foods with iodine. Also, seaweeds, wakame, kombu, kelp. These are dulse. I love dulse, especially dried dulse. To me, it's like beef jerky, and I'm a vegetarian, but you want to chew something sometimes like that. And dulse, the dried dulse you can get, actually, for me, it reminds me of chewing beef jerky. So sometimes the iodine is not enough. You may need iron or selenium or vitamin A, all of those nutrients, vitamin B3. They're all needed for the thyroid to work. So that's why we take something like Prime Longevity that has most all of the B complex in it that helps. It has the you have to have selenium for your thyroid to work, and all of these. The fish oil is usually where you can get your vitamin A, and those will contribute to making your thyroid better. So sometimes though, we need to add a little help, and you can from your functional medical doctor, you can get a prescription for Armour Thyroid. There's a couple of companies like Armour, Westroid, and so you can get a concentrated thyroid, and then that's going to have T4, T3, T2, T1, and that's going to help. Now, for those of you that don't want to go to your physician and get a prescription, in some of the health food stores, in our Health Naturally, we have what's called bovine thyroid from organic thyroid, organic cow.